Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the Evening News. Last week you heard a feature about the new £1 coin. Terence Burchill of Mulbarton comments on the new coin. He says, "I have now seen the new £1 coin, and as a lady said a short while ago on television, it looks just like the old threepenny piece. And you know why? Because it's only worth threepence. In my younger days, when the pound in my pocket was really worth a pound and was looked upon as one of the world's grandest currencies, I could go out and get myself a load of food, drink and postage stamps and still have some change over. A few days ago, I decided to get a second-class postage stamp at the local postage stamp at the local post office, only to find out that the price had been increased by one new penny to 56 pence. I then, as an oldie, translated that back to real money and suddenly realised that I'm now having to pay over 11 shillings of good old money for one second-class stamp that once would have cost me just twopence or less. That meant that I could have purchased 120 second-class stamps. And that is why the new £1 coin is that shape, because, as stated, it really is only worth threepence." Terence Burchill, Southern Reach, Mulbarton.
You may have heard the storm in a teacup about the decision of one newspaper to feature the shapeliness of legs of our female politicians in their lead story. Michael Duncombe of Norwich takes up the cudgels for smartening up dress in professional life. He says, "The picture of Theresa May and Nicola Sturgeon displayed in the media on Tuesday, March the 28th, is being referred to in some quarters as Legxit. The publicity suggests that the appearance of female politicians is much more significant than their discussions, in this case, Brexit, and less obviously, the State of the Union. Indeed, does appearance really matter much in public life? One thing is certain. The dull old days of politics, business, the church, and weather forecasting have gone. We now have smart, intelligent women in key positions, quite happy to use charm as a means of securing their aims. Perhaps it's time for men to smarten up their appearance with well-cut suits, jackets, and bright ties. Shouldn't we all dress a bit better? Appearance matters for all of us, not just politicians."
The perennial cry for a proper music venue gets an airing from Tony Self of Sprowston, who writes, "I have just seen the article regarding the upcoming music heading our way. Let's Rock features some 80s has-beens. Little Mix is just four girls who dance to backing tracks. Take that, ditto. Reload will just be the same as Let's Rock, if that's music. If that's music, I'm a Martian. Where is the music for rock fans? It is a good job we have the Brickles in Sprowston. It is the only chance to see bands play real music. Tom Jones, Cliff Thetford Forest might be okay if it floats your boat. But why, oh why, can't we have an outdoor festival of rock music with Metallica, Saxon, Europe, Thunder, Blackstone, Cherry, Soundgarden? These bands have all played at Nebworth and Donington. If these places can accommodate them, why can't Norwich? We will never be a city of culture unless we build a proper purpose-built concert venue. That £180 million wasted on the NDR could have been used for such a venue." Enough said. Tony Sale, Blythewood Gardens, Sprowston.
Finally, spring is here, with G. Matthewson of Taverham writing in of hearing the first cuckoo. "Real signs of spring in the air today, the 1st of April. I heard and saw the cuckoo in the grounds of the old rectory Taverham, and yesterday, in the hedgerow on my land at Aylsham, I came across a nest belonging to a long-tailed tit with seven eggs.